Daf Lamed Vav, today's Daf. So Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about a few things that their names changed. There were things that their names changed from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Chatzaitis were called the Shofar, Shofar Chatzaitis, etc., etc., etc. And why did these things change? So I so brought down the Mabit says that from the Churban Beis Hamikdash, there was a lot of pain that people were yearning to still use the shofar and the chatzaitzos, the lulav, these things here that they used to use to serve Hashem, and even the shulchan, what's called the psayra, was a remnant to them, a reminder of the shulchan azov with the lechem aponim, and they lost all that in the korban bayis because of most of the tzar. They changed the names; they couldn't mention even the names because it was such a tzar to them, and they changed the name to something else because they couldn't refer to it directly because they had such a longing and yearning for those kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. So wow, what a beautiful message. We're sitting Chalom Hoyd, and we're yearning for that Geula. And Klal Yisrael had the pain that we couldn't even reference certain things because it brought pain to us that we wanted that so badly. And we should also have that feeling in us. We got through the star in Eliyahu Navi, he didn't come. So my 3-year-old granddaughter ran outside, said, Eliyahu, where are you already? Where are you? The little kid understood and said, Eliyahu Navi needs to be here. And we should all keep on davening strong because Klal Yisrael's tefillos are definitely going up to the Kisei HaKavod. There's no question. There's a lot of strengthening and tefillos going on. And in Yetzer Hashem, we should be able that this Pesach should not be, we shouldn't go through Pesach without getting to Yerushalayim in Yetzer Hashem. Yetzer Hashem, Bekariv, Kaltiv.